Hello, people. Ashley here. Thank you for coming and tuning into another episode of Bring Something to the Table podcast. This is our second of our political series.
Hey, guess who didn't introduce me? I'm here too, guys. Apparently,
I haven't gotten there
yet.
It's
just her show now.
It's just my show. Okay. Just ignore him and turn his mic off. Just turn it back off.
Continue. Go ahead. Finish your introduction.
Anyway, and with me is John.
Hello, people.
There you go.
It's John.
I was getting too.
Glad I can be here.
He's being a little sensitive again today.
Again? You call me sensitive one more time.
Sensitive.
Jesus.
But anyway, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
And we have an awesome show set up for you guys today. We have a friend here with us that I will let John introduce.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing our political super series show thingy. I don't even know what it's called. It's a three-part political series.
I started saying that, but you cut me off.
Oh, did I? Yeah. Man, somebody should be more professional. Anyway, for our first guest we're bringing to the table ever, this is exciting, and we're doing it during a political week, is my good friend, Ashley. Just got reintroduced to him because they've known each other from back in the day. Derek Carlson.
Hi.
Derek Carlson, welcome.
What's up?
Welcome, Derek.
Sorry, I don't have any fake applause. I don't have any dick clapping or anything like that. So it is what it is.
Derek's a man.
Nobody's saying Derek's the man. But so Derek's here today basically to represent our Democratic side of the party in our political discussions. But yeah, so that's kind of what we're doing today.
Yeah.
And Ashley, I will let you take back over.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So we've got some questions for him. But first, side note.
Yeah, what you got?
When I was coming across some research I was doing on the parties.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Fun fact. When the Democratic Party was founded, the initial name was called the Democratic Republican Party.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought is interesting because it's got Democrat and Republican in the name. But then it was just the official one became just the Democratic Party.
So they were confused.
Yeah.
Sounds like they were confused. They didn't know what they wanted to do.
Right.
They dropped the Republican part, obviously.
Yeah.
But Derek, don't be afraid. Just jump in where you fit in.
We haven't asked so many questions yet.
I know, but I'm just saying, if he has something to say, feel free to just get in there, you know?
Well, I was just
drop
throwing,
some bombs.
Yeah, there you go.
Just drop some knowledge
some
on
bars.
Us.
I was just throwing out a fun fact.
Look, thank you for the fun fact, and we'll probably do more of those.
I thought it was interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
We know you love your research, so.
I do. I try to educate myself.
Hey, somebody has to.
Yep.
So I'm going to just start this conversation off, I guess.
Okay. Well,
if you're okay with that.
Sure. I was going to say, but you can go ahead.
Obviously, whatever she says goes. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
I'm obviously seeing a theme here where she just runs this table.
Yeah. No, she runs the table.
What are you talking about?
Jeez. Yeah.
This is a circular table.
I think on the last episode, she's like,
she's
yeah,
a circular
whatever
table.
I say goes.
She's a circular table, but she's King Arthur in the middle of it.
All right.
Like, shut up, Shirley.
All right, Queen.
See, he got the King Arthur round table reference. I tried to do that on one of the shows, I think.
Oh, and I probably just
blew
past it. Look, Derek's more educated than me. We come from two different parts of town.
No, we don't. We come from the beaches.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I'm Mayport Beach, though. Anyway, Ashley, continue.
Oh, well, I was just going to say with our kind of our intro that we did in the last episode where you and I were talking about our political views, we were just going to introduce Derek as asking him some of the same questions that we were asking ourselves.
Okay.
That's just kind of the introduction I was going to give. But what were you going to say?
Wow, shots fired. She's obviously the more prepared one, so... I was not going to sound that clean.
I know. She got a little black book.
I do. I got my little book.
Little address book here. Like,
it's just a notebook.
I know. This is, oh, man. I'm going to step my game up. Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Coming in here, shutting things down.
Yep.
Again. All right, Ashley.
Let's
get to your notes before Derek goes off on a tangent.
Oh, well, my first question was obviously kind of what you and I were asking each other in the last episode. Like, why are you independent? Why am I independent? We kind of gave our histories about when we signed up for...
Yeah, my awkward...
Yeah.
My awkward registration.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
some old white guy told me what to pick. He was like, yeah. I didn't have a choice. He was, gave me the little wink and the nod. He was like, you're picking this.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I don't know if I ever told you that story.
Nope, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, but now I get text messages on my phone.
I mean, last time you told me you just picked Democratic because of your family or whatever. So I was like, your dad's an old white guy now? Like,
well, yeah, but then I found out that my dad's not even a Democrat. So then I was like, oh, I have a choice?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things.
No, that's, you know, when you're 16 and you have to choose to get your driver's license.
Yeah, see, that's what I was talking
about.
It's
confusing as hell. Like, it's just like,
you don't know.
Well, they literally say Democrat or Republican, and you're like, yeah,
that's exactly how it was.
And with me, I'm pretty sure it went Republican and Democrat, and I just chose the first one that went there, even though my family's basis is Republican. So I'm actually registered Republican, but like, the older I get, the more you learn, and the more you get to make your own choices. So I need to fix what I'm on paper.
So they asked you when you got your license?
Yeah. I was 16 when I got my license.
So they had to ask you, too, because they asked me. They had to, right?
I don't remember them asking me anything about that.
Did they stop doing that?
They must have.
I don't know. I had no clue that was even know it happened.
Yeah, neither did I.
Like, I was in there, like, ready to take the little RIN test and drive, and then I passed. I was like, all right, I get to go take my picture. And they're like, what party do you want to be for the rest of your life? Like, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Okay, they definitely didn't ask me that.
I mean, they didn't ask me that. I'm exaggerating.
Well, yeah, I know, but
yeah. This is like, yeah, they're like Republican or Democrat. I was like, Republican? I mean, like, oh, shut it down.
What's going on?
You guys are not supposed to pay attention to the noises in the background.
Oh, okay.
Well, and really, the only reason why I said that is because I remember, like, I'm pretty sure it was Bill Clinton and Bob Dole, ED. You know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Bob, during that election, my family was hardcore Bob to old people. I was just like, what is going on? Like, I was younger back then.
Yeah, you don't know.
I was just like, wasn't paying attention. So, obviously, I fell into that, like, oh, well, yeah, Bob Dole.
Oh, man.
I'm Bob Dole. I have ED.
I don't even remember that.
I think you just blacked out everything from when you were 16.
I probably did, honestly. I mean, that,
because me and Derek have very similar stories about registering a party, and you're just like, I don't know.
I told you, I was in my own world.
Yeah, pretty much. But okay, well, since Derek says he started off one way and I is another way, okay, why? Let's talk about why you lean more Democratic on some things.
Yeah, so like, to say that I'm actually a Democrat representative is a tad out of favor. Like, we talked a little bit before this, and I definitely fall in line more with the Libertarian Party. Like, a lot of people don't even understand that there's actually more parties out there than just the left and the right, the Democrat and Republican. But they're obviously the two biggest ones, the two with the most money. And it's, you know, people come one way, like, it's either one way or the other. There's no in between. The Libertarian Party, which I tend to follow more of, actually, the last election I followed up on a lot more. You know, they tend to lean more conservative when it comes to fiscal issues like money and stuff like that. And then, like, social issues, they lean more Democratic on, liberal on, or whatever. All right. So,
well, look, the more you know, because I mean, you know from last episode, I'm not that educated about politics. I listen to you, Derek.
Yeah, I mean,
about things. And look, I'm not saying that any of us are professional. Yeah. This is just a group of friends sitting at a table discussing what we know.
Yeah.
Once again, if you're listening, we're not professionals, and everything we can say could be a lie.
Yeah, so some shit that comes out of my fact check me, like fact check me, hit them up, correct me, let me know, because, like, you know, I don't want to be out here spreading fake news. But, you know,
like we said, we're not political scientists, majors, or, you know, social.
I just you know sit and observe, and like, honestly, like. One of the things that actually got me into looking into politics more is actually Dave Chappelle. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
His outlook on life, he had a whole skit about how he I think it was about becoming the first black president or something like that. And then he's like, I can't do that. I'd make sure that he's like, the only way I'd do that or something was like, he would make sure his vice president was Mexican so he wouldn't get assassinated.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I remember
like,
that one.
I was just like, oh, and like, I know it was a joke, but it was like, man, that's actually like, it like kind of hit a topic where I was like, man, that's not too far off from reality. It was just, is so many people are so like stuck in that type of mind frame. I'm like, man, that could actually happen. Like,
that's a good point.
You just never know, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, it's crazy to think that, you know, we were the, America likes to pride itself, or the USA likes to pride itself on, like, everyone's free and everyone this and that and other. But it's insane that all of our leaders, our top leader, the president, has been male.
That's
and
true.
More specifically, white male, like, up until Barack Obama. And, like, there's other countries, there's one that just came up the other day in the news. I was like, really? Their president's female and we haven't had one yet? Like,
it's the time of the woman. Like, all right, women, let's step up.
Yeah, I mean, like,
all right.
It's just kind of insane, but there is a large population of people out there that, like, oh, you know, women can't do the job and this and that and other. It's completely absurd.
Listen, but our last episode, I told John I had, well, the last election I had written in Bernie, but during this whole presidential, like, nominees and stuff, I actually was found out, or I was surprised that I was leaning more towards Tulsi. I don't know if you remember Tulsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yes. And then the Libertarian Party is a woman this year, Jo Jorgensen or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, I voted for Gary Johnson in the last one, but, you know, obviously that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's absurd to me that the other parties don't even get, like, a spy at the dinner table when it comes to debates.
Yeah.
They have to have, like, some sort of 5%, like, election poll or something like that that's put out by the media to be approved to even talk at the debates, which is absurd. It's like, who's controlling these polls? And it's like, you know, you think, you know, media, fake news, all that other crap. But, like, fake news is actually a real thing. Like, it not in the sense of, like, Trump, how he wants to spew it, but like, news is out there for ratings. Like,
oh, for sure. CBS Fox affiliate, not anymore, but I can tell you for sure it is definitely about the ratings.
Well, so that was one of the issues that Tulsi had when she was trying to get into the debates, is that she couldn't get that percentage that she needed, and she had to have, like, you had to have so much money contributed to your campaign too. Or something.
It's a completely absurd. Like, if someone is able, especially if they have a legit party affiliation, that they're able to go out there, like the Green Party, the Libertarian Party. There's quite a few out there, but those are the two that I can name off the top of my head that are the more obscure ones.
Yeah.
If they have enough money to make it to the debate, they should be able to debate their cause. It shouldn't. Yeah. But, I mean, it's set up to where the two big boys get to shut them out and then whatever. And now, ever since Obama's been voted in, or after he got voted in, it just seems like political season, so to say, for lack of better words, has just become like a huge, like, almost like WWE match. Like, it's
it is definitely an entertaining,
like,
show.
Like, when Obama got voted, like, when he was running, it was kind of polarized, like, politics. I was talking to our friend Raph. It was like, I don't remember politics ever being really polarized the way it is nowadays. And like,
it's reality TV
now,
man.
Yeah, and now it's like reality TV. And it was like, all started after, like, it happened a little bit with Obama running for office and, like, you know, oh, look at this guy, a black guy, got some grip to go in to, like, possibly win the presidency. And then
he
did.
He's black?
I mean, I need to see the birth certificate, so, you know.
I didn't want to go there, but it was an easy in. Sorry.
I mean, look, he's mixed, all right?
I mean,
he's a man of color.
If your son runs for president, I'm going to say he's first.
White. People don't label him as white.
That's he's going to be the first Vietnamese president in my eyes. I feel like Caleb would do it, man. I feel like he's a good, strong candidate.
Yep.
And I'm going to go ahead and put him in for the 2050 election. So, you hear it here first. You hear it here first.
There you go.
Yeah.
You guys, while you were talking and chatting, Derek mentioned Dave Chappelle, so I wanted to pull up a little bit of, I think, what Derek was talking about.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, you won't hear it because I'll edit it out.
President Bush continues to make his case for an invasion of Iraq.
After carefully examining the region, me and my cabinet agree that that area is definitely ripe for regime change.
All right.
But if I can be real about it.
Be real, son.
Real?
Be real, real, son.
Try to kill my father, man.
What?
And play that.
Say where they try to kill your father, son.
Tried to kill my father!
Okay, maybe this is
that was not the one.
Okay, I think this is the Black Bush.
Yeah, that was Black. Okay, yeah,
yeah, no. I was about to say, does that say Black Bush?
No, it was the one was from one of his stand-ups.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't remember which one it was. It may have been Killing Them Softly or the one after that, but I don't know. But yeah, that, I mean, that sorry, that was guys. Just like,
I'm a bad researcher.
He did a whole thing about, like, you know, especially nowadays, a lot of his stuff, he's become more political with how things stand.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the crazy story, like, you know, sorry to switch off, but it goes into the whole Black Lives Matter thing. It was like, there was a cop that pulled him over and he was, you know, kind of worried about it or whatnot. And then the cop came up, he's like, oh, basically it came down to like, I know who you are. You're fine or whatever. Go ahead and go. But that same cop was also a cop that showed up to a Walmart and shot like an 8-year-old black kid or maybe a teenager or something because he had a BB gun or something in his hand, and a woman in the store called the cops to go in there. And he's like, my whole point is like, you know, I shouldn't have to be Dave Chappelle to get off, like, no reason.
Yeah.
So like, and it was just like, it was either a toy gun or a BB gun. It's kind of interesting in that sense. It's also very crazy. It's, you know, how the world's all connected, 6 degrees of separation type thing.
Right, exactly.
So, well, Derek, thank you. No, it's not over yet.
I was like, wait, I haven't seen the red 20 marker.
Hey, don't you worry about my 20 marker.
Yeah, the shake wake sign.
Here we go.
Well, I guess I have a question about, okay, you said you lean more towards libertarian.
Yeah, libertarian.
See, I've heard people just, when they think of, when they say Democrats, they just automatically put them and call them libertarians as well.
So. Yeah. I think more so now, personally, there's been a greater divide between, like, you're either Democrat or Republican, especially it goes back to the polarization of, like, politics. Like, Trump has, like, definitely set in the ways of, like, this is us, this is who we are. And it's like, you know, you got, like, I was driving through my neighborhood today, the first time I even seen it. The flag's been up, but it's like, Trump 2020, no more bullshit. Like, I was like, wow, you're flying that flag in your backyard, like, for everyone to see. Like, and then it, you know, it's just, people just seem extra about it nowadays.
No, it is a show. I don't know what's going on really, but.
And because of that, it's definitely split the parties even more. Like, it's, people are latching on. You're either one or another. Even though, like, there's been multiple polls out there that actually say, like, most people fall in line where they agree on all the main issues. But because of these titles that they have attached themselves to, they will lean to Republican or Democratic. Mm. So, like, they put out, like, a fake poll. And it was like, how do you think all these issues, like, what should happen with all these? And then people will fill it out. And typically, the majority of the population falls in the middle ground. Like, but no one, it's like people are too afraid to be like, yeah, I don't agree with that part of my, like, party, but I'm okay with this part. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's like you almost have to be all of it or none of it. Like, and
I mean, you don't have to be, though.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be, but it's just, it's,
I get it.
I don't know. It's like,
John, it kind of sounds like you and I are probably more libertarian because we're like right in the middle of, well, I don't know. You didn't say it, but in the last episode, I had talked about how I viewed myself as like in the middle of two extremes. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that kind of,
Being independent. Like, libertarian is kind of, well, if you attach yourself to the party, then you're a libertarian. But in reality, I'm more like, you're independent. And like, I like to think that I can think for myself. And like, the majority of the other people can think for themselves too, but it seems like I'm not saying that people are, so don't take this as a definite people.
Yeah,
but it seems like people will attach to the ideology of that one party where it's like, you know, we want our guns. We, you know, it's in our amendment, it's our right. And then, you know, but the thought process about restricting some of it is like out the window. It's like, it's, or even to go on the Democratic side of things, where it's just like everything should be free. Everything should be free. And or the thought process of everything should be free. And they're like, you know, that's not really how the world works either. Like,
yeah. You know. I wonder why people feel like they have to side if they don't really. I mean, I wonder if it's kind of like not really afraid, but just, you know, not feeling like you have.
Well, maybe they still have that mindset, because I know a lot of people growing up, whatever my parents said, go, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they really beat into you, Democrat, 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 Republican, Republican. You know, they really tell you, and you don't feel like you have a choice unless you're disappointing or letting them down.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I can't bring home a white girl because, you know, my parents always talked about black girls. So it's like, it's one of those things where maybe they're afraid to let their family down, but like once their parents pass away, they're just like, woo. I do what I want now. Let me be a old Respiratorian. Am I saying that?
Respiratorian.
Timitarian. Timaquat. We're Indians. I don't even know.
What's going on here?
Look, once again, I'm not educated. I'm just
ginger neutral. Yeah. Another topic for later.
But, yes.
Right now they're people are attaching themselves to political parties, like people who attach themselves to sports teams, and that's kind of a bad scenario in my sense.
I would say that, like, is bad.
I'm not one of those people, but I definitely have gone out to, like, I'm a Florida Gator fan, and we've gone out to sneakers when Florida, Georgia, or, you know, that huge game, you go out there, and I'm not the type of person that, like, typically talk shit to other people for no reason, especially because I'm not playing the sport. It's right. Like, hey, I'm here to support my team.
Yeah.
But, man, I'd, like, I can tell you, like, you know, just in the middle of taking a piss, they'd be like, yo, fuck you. You're like, whoa, what? Yeah. Like, hey, like, stupid Gator fan. Like, and now people are taking, like, the politics out of the, you know.
Yeah.
That type of deal. Man. So, I don't know. It's interesting to see, and hopefully it doesn't continue after the next couple of elections. Like, I mean.
Yeah.
If Trump stays in office, it's going to stay that way, because he keeps it that way. It gets the ratings. He's a showman. Like,
oh, yeah. For sure.
That's what he is.
Loved him on that one TV show.
You're fired.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's great. No, you never watched that? You never watched the show when he's like, you're fired?
What is that called? Oh, what was that show?
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. I was about to say The Boss.
But. Yeah.
Celebrity Apprentice.
He said so much crazy stuff on The Apprentice. Like,
you know, once again, it was a TV show.
I know. It was.
And we're still living in it.
Yeah, I mean, that dude gets away. Like, I'm usually a person, I'm good at getting away with saying stuff randomly that people should be upset about and they laugh it off or whatever. But he gets away with stuff that I can't even, like, morally think about even trying to get rid of. Like,
mm-mm. Don't do it. Don't say it. Yeah. Don't say it, dude.
No, I'm not saying
it. Wait, what?
Don't say it, dude. It's don't, just, don't you worry. You stay over there.
What?
No, okay. I mean, one
of
them.
I'll go back in my world.
One of them. It's, I mean, they, he, it's an interesting thing. My dad, my dad's a huge Trumpster. Like, and we don't really talk politics because he knows he's not going to get anywhere with me.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to get anywhere with him. But every once in a while, he'll say something to me. I just kind of look at him and I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you know, send me another Republican candidate and I'll look at him twice. Like,
yeah.
Don't throw up Trump up there and me, like, you know, I'm definitely anti-Trump. Like, I can't.
Well, I have a question, and this might be a little controversial.
Oh, okay.
And I know we're getting to our limit here, but
we are at our 5-minute mark. So,
but
put that out there.
Maybe we'll just kind of leave this as like a. Well, I'll let you answer, but maybe we can also ask our Republican friend too, kind of the same question.
Okay.
So a lot of people call Trump racist. And from your point of view,
my point of view is no, I don't think he actually is racist. I think he caters to his audience.
Gotcha. Okay. And I think I would agree with that.
I mean, now if he came out and I was like, yeah, he's racist, like it wouldn't shock me. Like I think other people on the other side of that equation would be like, oh wow, he really isn't racist. Like, that's amazing. Like, it wouldn't shock me either way if he was actually racist. Like,
I just think he has no filter sometimes, too.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, he definitely doesn't have.
He's an idiot.
And he doesn't think about what he says.
He knows what his followers are and what they want and how to feed them. Like, he's a showman. He's, like, the funny thing about it is, like, a lot of people think that he's, like, anti-Hollywood. He's this, they think of the liberal and they think of Hollywood, like, attachment to it.
Yeah.
And, like, Trump is that. He's just labeled as a Republican. Like, he's Hollywood. That's how he made his fame. He made put his name out there mm-hmm. for everyone, every damn building that you see out there. Like, he lets you know that
this Trump is Tower.
Me. Like, I was about to say yeah. Trump Tower.
Yeah. So Trump resorts and all that other crap. And, you know, he even lets you know his failures. That's the other crazy thing about it, too. Like,
well, that's, yeah.
Like, he has, like, 6 or 7 companies that went bankrupt and been sued 100 million times. Like,
apparently, he's not the best businessman.
No, he's not.
I just, after hearing all the stuff,
I mean,
just,
he got handed millions of dollars from his family to get started, like, and with their connections.
Well, if you want to let me borrow $1 million,
right?
I got some ideas.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you might get your money back.
So, I mean, I won't. Trump's done some good things, but I will now sit here and blast him for everything. But
well, I guess I asked that.
Telling the truth, that is not one of the things.
Yeah. That he's like. Yeah. Well, I guess I asked that because I do hear that a lot from, I think, everybody that I've seen, like, especially on my social media pages, is how racist he is and stuff like that. So, and I try to see everybody's point of view. So I try to see where they're coming from. And so I guess maybe, John, the same question to you.
Go ahead.
I mean, how do you feel? Like, do you kind of see him as kind of like racist or?
I mean, I'm going to agree with Derek to say he is catering to his people. But like me knowing the old Trump, not President Trump, like he was in rap videos.
Yeah.
He was in songs. I mean, like he was doing stuff in like hoods and stuff, like probably some bad drug deals. I don't know what he was doing. But I was just like, oh, this dude, yeah, he's old, crazy white man, but he's not, he didn't seem racist back then. But now that you have all these, what do you call it? Not liberals, but all these crazy people.
Conservatives.
That are just like, you know, white power.
Yeah.
Trump's our leader and he's a god, you know? And I'm just like, yo, that scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
But so I don't know if he's racist. You know, he hangs out with Kanye.
I remember that whole thing about Kanye wanting to meet him and everything. But yeah, I think you guys make a good point, and I've kind of seen that as well. I feel like sometimes he just kind of rallies those sorts of people.
He knows that maybe they're attached to him.
Yeah.
Well, I think what happened is, like, as a nation, a lot of like people became socially aware of, like, I don't of name calling. Let's put it this way. Like, growing up, we had games called, like, Smear the Queer and stuff like
that. Ooh, was that a game you played?
Yeah, it's like Taco Loco. But, you haven't heard of that?
Nah, dude. Like, we didn't play that in my neighborhood.
And, you know, you used to call, like, if people were... Yeah,
here we go.
It's Taco Loco.
Okay, but, I remember that one.
Obviously, but it's
called Smear the Queer.
Like,
wow.
And it's, like, it's the same exact thing. And then, like, you just...
You dogpile on the...
Dogpile, and then, like, which doesn't make any sense, because, like...
Smear the Queer, huh?
Yeah.
Man, rough times.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, growing up, like, you would say, like, you would just be like, oh, you, I don't even want to say it. The F word for gay people. Like,
yeah, it's like a form of cigarette in the British company.
Yeah, exactly, in the British company. Yeah,
we're smoking a fag.
Yeah.
It was the name, that's what they call cigarette.
But, you know, cigarette. That was, a lot of people under the last... 8 years under Obama, people became aware of, like, all right, maybe I shouldn't say these things. And then the other half is like, I can't say this stuff anymore. Like,
yeah,
you know,
where did you draw that line? Like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, we even had it in my own family where a grandfather,
okay,
was like, called my wife an Oriental.
Oh,
but like, you know, that was. That's how they were brought up, and like she was cool. Yeah. She's cool with
it. He doesn't know any.
She's just like, you know, she's like, it's not right, but it's like, you know, she's not getting all up in arms about it and all that stuff. But she's like, he's like, why can't I say that anymore? I was like, well, the reason behind it, it's kind of derogatory, and also it's a description for non-living items. Like, that's an Oriental rug is what. that's the descriptor for
it. It's not a person.
I haven't even thought of it that way.
So
you learning today.
I am educating myself.
Yeah, it's a lot of that stuff. People started becoming socially aware, and then, like, you know, things have become nicer in the sense of stuff. And then older generations, which is usually ones that follow the Republican and Trumps and stuff like that, they're like felt suppressed underneath Obama. And I think that's one of the other things that's exploded this whole political thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. It's like, I can say whatever I want. Like, Trump went on during one of his first rallies when he was becoming president. And he was like, if someone doesn't agree with you or makes you angry or something like that, go ahead and punch them in the face. I'll pay for your bill.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was just like, and then like he actually had an old white dude run over to a black kid because he flicked off Trump. And the white guy punched the black kid in the face. Black kid got kicked out. The white guy got to sit back down. I was like,
oh, man.
What just
Wait
happened?
A minute.
And then they asked him, like, well, are you going to pay for his bill? And he was like, well, we'll have to see what happened. Like,
oh, my gosh. You said it. Just pay for it.
Yeah. You shouldn't have said it in the first place.
Well, that's true. But he said it, so.
Yeah, I mean, if he said it. Yeah. It's documented. It is out there.
All right. Well, but, Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say on that note.
Yeah.
Or did you have something to say?
Nope. You got it, boss.
All right. Well, on that note, we will definitely have to ask our Republican friend that same question. But just want to say thanks for listening and stay tuned for our next segment in the political series.
Yes, and thank you, Derek, for being here.
Yes,
first guest
you.
To the table.
Yes, first
thanks.
Guest. Thank you.
We appreciate it, dude.
First and only. You know.
Right?
Here we go. All right, guys. All right, thanks for listening.
All right, see you next time.
Bye.